The Boogeyman Exposed. Ho, 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 ho.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking, bringing you stories from all around the world and from my visits from all around the world with boys and girls everywhere. As I sit beside their beds, a glowing candle, telling them stories that I have heard and seen and done all around the world with boys and girls. So, tonight, I was talking to John, and John was really quite a fellow. John was 4 years old, and John had brothers and sisters, and they liked to play tricks on him. So whenever John would not behave, they would say, "John, the boogeyman's going to get you." And John would run frightened to his mother or his father and say, "Mommy, Daddy, they told me the boogeyman's going to get me. Is that right?" And they said, "Well now, John, what do you think?" And John said, "Well, I don't know. What is the boogeyman?" And mother said, "Well, John, what do you think the boogeyman is?" "Well, something bad, I guess." "Well, why do you think the boogeyman is something bad?" "Well, because when my brothers and sisters say that I got to stop doing what I'm doing, and if I don't stop, the boogeyman's going to get me, and if I don't stop, the bad things are going to happen to me, and that's kind of stuff like that, and if I don't stop, the boogeyman's going to get me, and the boogeyman's going to get me. Mom, what is the boogeyman?" "Well, now, John, let's just stop and think about this here. Your brothers and sisters are playing you for a big game." "Playing a game? That's not nice. That's not nice." "No, John. Many things in life are not nice, but they happen to us just the same, and we have to be so big, and we have to understand them so well that they cannot touch us." "But, Mama, the boogeyman is a bad man, and he's a man that will get me. He's under my bed, and if I, when I go to sleep, he'll wake up in the middle of the night, and he'll come and carry me away someplace, and that's what the kids told me. That's what my brothers and sisters told me. They said, if I keep being a bad boy, the boogeyman's going to get me." "John, do you want the boogeyman to get you?"
"No."
"Then why do you keep talking about the boogeyman?"
"Well, they tell me about it. They tell me the boogeyman's going to get me."
"Well, John, why don't you just tell them, hey, you guys, I lost a tooth. And I'm going to put it under my pillow, and the tooth fairy is going to give me some money." And they say, "Ho, ho, ho, you believe in the tooth fairy stuff?" And John says, "Yes, I do. I believe in the tooth fairy because every time I lost a tooth, I had it under my pillow, and there was some money." "Well, I don't know. I don't know. You believe everything, John?"
"Not really.
But I believe the tooth fairy because the money is there when I put my tooth under my pillow." "Well, John, you're just silly. You're just a silly kid. You're just a silly little kid." "Well, I'm not a silly little kid. I'm a smart little kid." "You sure are a smart little kid, and the boogeyman's going to get you. You keep acting smart like that." "Well, who is the boogeyman?" "Well, you just keep acting bad like you are, and you'll find out. He'll come get you. He'll be under your bed and come and get you." And John went to his dad. He says, "You know, Dad, I talked to Mom about the boogeyman." And she says, "The boogeyman is more really what I'm thinking. And if I think of the good fairy, the tooth fairy, bringing me money when I have a tooth under my pillow, the boogeyman is going to be under my bed if I have bad thoughts." "Oh, did your mother say that?"
"No,
I didn't think she did. What do you think? What do you think, John? You're 4 years old now. What do you think? Do you think there's a boogeyman?" "Well, my brothers and sisters tell me there is. They say the boogeyman's going to get me if I don't behave." "Well, what do you think's going to get you if you don't behave, John?" "Well, nobody's going to like me, I guess." "John, that's nothing to laugh about." "Yeah, I know, Dad, but I mean, what?" "See, John, if you start laughing at your problems in when you're a little child, and you start thinking that they're silly and foolish, then you don't take control. But when you say, hey, I am a good boy, and therefore there is no boogeyman in my life,
Is that right, Dad? Is that right? Is that right? Dad, is that right?
Well, now, think about it, John. Say that once. If I am a good boy, there is no boogeyman in my life. If I am a good boy, there's no boogeyman in my life. If I am a good boy, there's no boogeyman in my life. If I'm a good boy, there's no boogeyman in my life.
Dad, that sounds good.
Well, just remember, John, whenever something comes along that isn't nice and that doesn't make you happy, you just say the opposite. You say, when I'm a good boy, only good things happen to me. When I am a good boy, only good things happen to me. When I'm a good boy, only good things happen to me. Well, what about the boogeyman, Daddy? Well, don't even think about him. For the boogeyman is just a thought in your mind. And that thought can be a nice thought. The boogeyman can be a nice man if you want him to be. He could be somebody who is like Mr. Sandman. He brings his pixie dust and puts you to sleep and has you have beautiful dreams. But a boogeyman is a bad man. Well, that's the name we give him. Now, if we want to give the boogeyman a bad name, then that's what he has. Now, John, why don't you and I play a little game?
Okay, John, I like games. Let's play a game.
All right, John. Let's start calling the boogeyman a nice man. Let's call the boogeyman Mr. Santa Claus's helper.
Oh, do you think Santa Claus would like to have the boogeyman as his helper?
Well, if we're going to have the boogeyman in our life at all, he might as well be a nice guy.
Okay, Dad, I'll try it.
Okay, now when your brothers and sisters get on your back, what are you going to say to them?
Well, they say to me, John, if you don't behave, the good boogeyman's going to get you.
Now, what do you say to them?
And you say, well, I tell you what, I behave, and I'm a good boy, and the boogeyman happens to be Santa Claus's helper, and he is a good man, and he comes around doing good things.
Oh, come on now. Come on now. You can't do that. You can't take the boogeyman away like that.
Oh, yes, I can. I can name him anything I want to name him, and that's just what he's going to be. And I name the boogeyman somebody nice. I name the boogeyman a nice guy. He works as Santa Claus's helper, and he's paid for it, too. He's not just a volunteer. Volunteers are wonderful, but this guy is paid to be there. He's paid to be a good man, and so he's a good man.
Oh, John, now what are we going to use to get after you?
Well, maybe I'll be the kind of boy you don't have to get after anymore.
Oh, John, that would be nice.
You know, John, for a 4-year-old kid, you are a super guy. Well, you know, guys, I went to Mom and talked to her about this. Not about you, but about the boogeyman. And I went to Pop and I talked to him about the boogeyman. And they told me, whatever I create the boogeyman as, that's what the boogeyman is. And so I create the boogeyman as being a wonderful, fabulous Santa's helper. And he's good and very good.
Well, who's going to take care of you when you're naughty?
Well, I'm just not going to be naughty, so I don't need to have anyone take care of me.
John. Oh, John.
Yeah. How about that? I am me, and I am in charge.
Okay, John, you got me. You got me.
John, when you talk to Mr. Boogeyman tonight, let me know what he looks like, and how he sounds, and what he does.
Okay, guys.
So, that night when John went to sleep, he purposely looked under the bed and he said, Mr. Boogeyman, you down there?
And Mr. Boogeyman says, I don't hide under beds. I'm sitting in the chair in the corner here. Can't you see me?
Oh, yeah! You got that bright, shiny head. Those tinkle bells all over it. My goodness! Santa Claus must love you. Hey, how'd you get out here? It's not even Christmas time, and here you are. You're visiting me.
But it is Christmas time.
Oh, my goodness sake, so it is.
Well, John, what would you like for Christmas? I make just a free run for Santa Claus to check on the boys and girls and see what they'd like for Christmas.
I would like to have a loving family where all my brothers and sisters think I'm just the most wonderful guy in the world, and I am the most wonderful guy in the world, and we all get along so good and are so happy together.
John, that's a great idea.
it is done. Thank you, Mr. Boogeyman. And John, you can call me Santa's helper, too, if you want. That might be a little easier. But if you like, Boogeyman's good, too, because whatever you put in the name, that the name is. Okay? Okay, Mr. Boogeyman. I love you. Mr. Boogeyman twinkled his hat, and all the bells were shaking at the same time. And John fell back asleep and had wonderful dreams. He told his brothers and sisters all about his encounter with the Boogeyman, who was sitting in the chair, not under the bed, and they said, "Wow, John, you are great! You are wonderful! Hey, boys and girls, look at that! There comes Mr. Sandman! Hi, Mr. Sandman!"
"Hello, Mr. Candle. Is this the boy you were talking about, Mr. Boogeyman?"
"That's right, Mr. Candle. Mr. Sandman, this is the guy who was talking about Mr. Boogeyman."
"Well, John, you are a very bright boy."
"Thank you, Mr. Sandman, thank you. And, Mr. Candle, just give this boy a little extra twinkle of your light, so when he goes to sleep tonight, he'll dream of Santa Claus himself."
"Okay, okay.
Now grab your mummies and daddies and give them a big hug and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And tell your brothers and sisters that they're just the greatest. And off you go to Dreamland. And Mr. Sandman is going to drop pixie dust all over. Oh, he's done it already. My goodness sakes. And I'm on my way. Oh, my goodness sakes. Good night. I'll see you another time. And I love you. I love you. I love you.